To make an appointment for your booster dose against COVID-19, visit quebec.ca/COVID-vaccine to follow the vaccination sequence plan for your area and book your appointment online. To continue protecting yourself against COVID-19 and its variants, get a booster dose and keep following distancing measures, wearing a mask, and washing your hands. The booster dose, the best way to stay protected longer. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
From 88 megahertz up to 108.
You've got this frequency. We're going to call you CKUP. You've got this frequency, 98.3. That frequency is what you're picking up when you tune that radio.
Very impressive.
You can sit on the moon and look like they pick up CKUP, clear as a bell.
Fascinating. Your analysis seems logical.
CKUP is on the air.
There's a lot of people here, man. A lot of people like heavy music, huh?
We are here to make, you know, a statement. If people don't recognize it, it's you!
In a world full of posers, Metallic Montreal steps forth to light the way. From the power to the flash, the black, the doom, and the death. Heavy music.
Oh, Garden right there. That is a struggle off of Kiss My Super Bowl Ring. This is Noah the Bastard Child sitting in here for Metallic Montreal. This is going to be the best of 2020 albums, releases, EPs, splits, anything, but mostly albums. You may be saying to yourself, wait a second, isn't it almost March? Shouldn't this have happened a long time ago or even in the same year of all the records that we're talking about? Probably. But I've been incredibly lazy, and you're going to have to deal with it, whether you like it or not. Here's a record I really liked by the band Ills. It's called Curse, and the track is Don't Hurt Me, here on Metallic Montreal, CKUT 90.3 FM. Right there, Don't Hurt Me off of Curse. Really, really great record if you're into that kind of like wall of noise, angry yelling people music. I like that stuff. I hope you do too. This is something a little bit more conventionally metal. This is Kvelertak. They put out a record called Splid. I think it's pretty dope, but Kvelertak is one of those bands that I just love everything they do, so no surprises there. The next release is going to be from Aranzi Pazuzu, who, if you're not familiar with, are some quite eccentric psychedelic black metal. I thought this release was pretty interesting. It's definitely better than their first record, I think. And it seems to be the point at which people have just accepted them as canonically one of the most interesting bands to watch. They seem to be on everybody's radar. And they deserve a place on this list. We'll be right back. God damn, that's a heavy song.
Ah,
Arenzi Pazuzu.
The second track that I'm not even going to try to pronounce, off of Mistarin Kainzi.
Super interesting release. Definitely worth a deeper listen in. If you haven't heard it before, it's dense.
This is some Midnight. Midnight's not dense at all, but it's fun. Good vibes.
Rebirth by Blasphemy, title track. Move into some of the more sludgy stuff. It was a bit of a strange year for sludge. There were some cool records that came out. I got about three of them I want to shout out on this list. This is Vile Creature, the track You Who Has Never Slept off of Glory Glory, Apathy Took Helm. Oh, and they're Canadian.
Sorry.
16. They're so consistent. Every record they do sounds almost the same, but they're always great. That is Dream Squasher, the track Agora, Killed by a Mountain Lion.
That's pretty brutal.
It's my best Nathan Explosion voice. It's pretty terrible. Fostering the Nullity off of Nullity.
We'll be right back.
Yeah, that was a pretty heavy record. I need to listen to that one again. Lesser Glow, Nullity. And now we move on to some faster stuff. This is Orphan Donor. I've been following these guys for a while. I really enjoy them. They're just absurdly heavy. This is they put out an album called Old Patterns. I think it's probably in my top five. I really, really like this release. Salvia is a bitch. You know it. Orphan Donor, Old Patterns, Salvia is a bitch. This is Yashira, Shards of Heaven off of Fall 2B. Sort of reminds me of that last Cult Leader record. I think that's why I enjoyed it so much.
Yeah.
Don't let anyone ever tell you Mouthcore's dead. Under the Pier put out a record last year, Puff Pieces. This was the ICU. To the death metal. I found there to be a lot of death metal releases this year that were really, really good. If anything, it may have been the year of the death metal. Black Dahlia Murder. You've heard that name before. Verminous. Title track. Black Dahlia Murder's been putting out the same record for like 15 years now, every couple years, and it's still great. I love it. I don't even care. And now some Intronaut. Check Your Misfortune off of Fluid Existential Inversions.